On his left sits Dorothea Benedetti, her hair scraped back from her forehead with a haute nerd intensity that Kay suspects means business and trouble both. Dorothea, whom Case knows glancingly from previous and minor business in New York, is something fairly high up in the graphics design partnership of Heinze and Pfaff. She has flown in this morning from Frankfurt to present H&P's initial shot at a new logo for one of the world's two largest manufacturers of athletic footwear. Big End has defined a need for this maker to re-identify in some profound but so far unspecified way. Sales of athletic shoes, trainers in the mirror world, are tanking big time, and the skate shoes that have already started to push them under aren't doing too well either. Case, herself, has been tracking the street-level emergence of what she thinks of as urban survival footwear, and though this is so far at the level of consumer repurposing, she has no doubt that commodification will soon follow identification. The new logo will be this firm's pivot into the new century, and Case, with her marketable allergy, has been brought over to do in person the thing that she does best. That seems odd to her, or if not odd, archaic. Why not teleconference? There may be so much at stake, she supposes, that security is an issue, but it's been a while now since business has required her to leave New York. Whatever, Dorothea is looking serious about it, serious as cancer. On the table in front of her, perhaps a millimeter too carefully aligned, is an elegant gray cardboard envelope, 15 inches on a side, bearing the austere yet whimsical logo of Heinze and Pfaff. It is closed with one of those expensively archaic fasteners consisting of a length of cord and two small brown cardboard buttons. Case looks away from Dorothea and the envelope, noting that a great many 90s pounds had once been lavished on this third-floor meeting room with its convexly curving walls of wood, suggesting the first-class lounge of a transatlantic zeppelin. She notices threaded anchors exposed on the pale veneer of the convex wall, where once had been displayed the logo of whichever agency previously occupied the place, and early warning signs of Blue Ant renovation are visible as well, scaffolding erected in a hallway where someone has been examining ductwork, and rolls of new carpeting stacked like plastic-wrapped logs from a polyester forest.